Well, tonight I want to share something that I call a key to successful believing. A key to successful believing. A new Christian soon discovers from God's Word that what is essential to receiving anything from the Heavenly Father is believing. Believing is so critical. Without believing, we are not going to see much. Obviously, we had to believe to get into the family. We confessed the Lord Jesus as our Savior. We confessed Him as Lord, and we believe that God raised Him from the dead. And that believing got us into the family of God. And so it's critical that as we grow in the things of God, as we learn more of God's Word, that we can believe it. There are many wonderful promises in His Word, and He wants to do so many great things for us. We heard that in the manifestations. So what it takes is believing to receive them. And I think about my life and look back at where I believe God successfully for results. And one element stands out that was crucial, I believe, for my believing success. And I want to share this one aspect or key to believing that I trust will help you tremendously in getting believing results. But first, let's take a look on how instrumental believing is. So I'm going to go to Hebrews 11:6. I'm going to quote this. So it's Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. And the word faith in the Greek is the Greek word pistis. And the word pistis or pistuo, depending on how it's used, is translated faith or believing. So they're used interchangeably in God's Word in the King James translations for sure. It also says in Mark 9:23, all things are possible to him that believeth. So believing is crucial to receiving the great things from God. That act of believing, it connotes trusting. You know, what is believing? It's trusting. It's having confidence. It's being convinced that what God says in His Word is true. And we trust in Him. We're convinced of it. We have that confidence. Now, can a natural man believe? Mm-hmm. I'm getting some nods of heads. And yes, natural man can believe. And, of course, natural man believes to get born again. But natural man can believe because he's got a mind, he can make decisions, he can trust, have confidence. Now, when we become born-again believers, we still believe. We still need to believe. So for the natural man, though, he banks on what he sees, hears, and learns, right? He's got to trust in what he's learned in school or what somebody has said. These are the things, the sources that man has, generally speaking, to believe in. But what do we have as born-again ones, born of God's Spirit, what do we have that we can believe in? God's Word, right? Mm-hmm. God's Word. And we can believe in God's Word. And you know, and I believe as a natural person, we have to make that transition from believing what we see in the world to what we see in God's Word. And it's a good little challenge and could be quite daunting to say the least. But thankfully, God has given us His Word that we can read, that we can understand, that we can believe. It says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing. I think that must be a figure of speech. Thank God without ceasing. Must be very thankful. And why are they very thankful? The scripture goes on, because when you receive the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of man, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. There it is. There it is. It just spells it right out there. God's word works when we believe it. It effectually works in us when we believe that wonderful word of God. So what is this key that will help you believe and unlock the promises of God being manifested in your life? Well, let's take a look at some scriptures here. Hebrews chapter 6. I'll give you a second or two to go there. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. And we'll see what could help us in our believing. 6:12 says that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith, believing, and patience inherit the promises. So we see with believing this word patience. Now in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36, let's go there, Hebrews 10, 36, we see this word patience come up again. And it comes up in a number of scriptures relating to believing. Here in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36, it says, "For you have need of patience. After that you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise." So there it is. That key is very clear. What do we need to have after we've done the will of God? So that we receive the promise, we need to have what?
Patience.
Patience. And the Greek word for this word here in Hebrews 10:36 is hupomeno, and it is translated in some Bibles. Maybe you have this in other translations that you're looking at. I'm using the King James. Endurance, or endure. You have, okay, Jeannie's got that. New King James has endurance. And that's probably maybe a little better translation in the understanding of what's really being communicated here. So you need to have some endurance after you've done the will of God so that you'd receive the promise. Now, this is tough for us in our times and culture because we want it yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. You know, when we go up to the, we drive into the taco shop and order our burritos, we want it right away. We can't wait 10, 15 minutes. We want it right away, don't we? Mm-hmm. And this seems to be our nature. We want what we need and we want it right away. But we need to learn to have patience or endure. And this is a real big key here. So when I pray and ask God to fulfill one of his promises, to meet a need that I may have, and he's promised to meet all my needs, what do I need to do? I need to have some patience. I've got to hang in there. Maybe that's the modern day translation. Hang in there till you see it come to pass. God's word is true. God's not a man that he should lie. So it's going to work if we have the endurance. If we stick in there, have confidence, we trust in God, we hang in there, it's going to come to pass. The key is to have that patience, that endurance, and wait upon the Lord. I think about when I was in my early 20s, and it was on my heart at that point to get married. And I just prayed, God, that I could meet a wonderful woman that would just be a great blessing. And so I prayed about it. So the next day, did Jeannie show up? No. It took a few years before I had the privilege and opportunity to meet Jeannie, who is, I call my Ephesians 3:20 wife. You know what Ephesians 3:20 says, don't you?
Refresh your memory.
Refresh your memory. What is Ephesians 3:20?
Exceedingly
abundantly above all that we can ask or think. God's going to bless us exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that what worketh in us. So, yes, and so we've been married for 46.
Wait a minute.
We've been married so long we don't know how long we've been married. We're just having a great time. And
45,
okay. So, and we've been blessed with having great kids, and I just believe it's an answer to prayer that we would have a wonderful, beautiful family with three kids, and they're all just wonderful believers. So, you know, that's what it takes. I think sometimes when we are living our life and we have needs or desires that are godly desires, we fall short in that we don't hang in there. We don't stick it out. We don't have that endurance factor so that God can work and meet your need exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think. So how do we build this quality of endurance or patience? And there's some scripture on this. In Romans chapter 5, building the quality of patience or endurance in our life. In Romans chapter 5, verse 3, it says, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh what?
Patience.
Now, obviously, we don't look forward to tribulation, and a great definition for this tribulation is mental pressures. I think that really communicates the essence of what God is saying here. And so, but if we've had mental pressures and we've stuck through it, we've worked through it, we get an experience, right, to handle those kind of situations. I think about Job, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're familiar with Job, he had a real difficult time. The adversary really messed with him, and he had to go through some really horrendous situations. Yet, you know what? He still hung in there with God. He wouldn't satisfy the devil's desire to push away God and say, "God, you can't help me." Job did. He stuck in there. He believed God. And when it was all done, he was, double blessings than what he had before. Now in James, let's take a look at James. We'll see this working again here, working this, having experience, tribulation, having things happen in our life that help us so that we can have endurance and patience. You know, I think about a runner when he runs, especially long distance running, you got to have endurance. You know, if you run the 100-yard dash, you just go for it, and it's over with in 10, 15 seconds, 12 seconds, or if you're really good, 10 seconds. I remember in high school, I ran the 440, and that's one time around the track. It's a quarter of a mile, and man, oh man, I just barely made it. I was trying to run the whole thing like a sprint. But then I practiced and I worked at it and was able to build up my endurance so that I could run it in better time than I did that first time. So that's what I'm talking about here. So James chapter 1, verse 3. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith works what? Patience. Okay? So we get challenged in our times. So what are we going to do? We're going to, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what to do here. And we fret and worry. Or are we just going to say, Father, this is going on. Please help me. And we hang in there. If it doesn't happen that day and it doesn't happen the next day, we're looking forward to happening the third day. If it doesn't happen the third day, we'll look forward to the fourth day. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to have that kind of attitude. Knowing this first, that the trying of your faith works patience. So it's great to put yourself into situations where you need to believe God. It's okay. It's good. Now the next verse, verse 4 says, but let patience have her perfect work. And in, this is, again, endurance. Have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So it's a big part of believing, isn't it? Having this endurance or patience. And we need to remember that we take on life, and life takes us on. So we get through it because we're God's kids, and we trust in Him. We lean not unto our own understanding, right? We trust in Him. We trust in Him, and He will supply. Now, I think about Paul, the Apostle Paul. What a great man of God he was. Now, when he was doing his thing as a man of God, you know, he was a persecutor in the beginning, right? He was a Pharisee, and he was persecuting the Christians, having them killed, having them put in jail. Then he had a little vision happen on the road to Damascus. He got born again, and he totally changed to being a champion for God. And from that point on, he did great things for God. He wrote many of the church epistles that we know of today. But how was his life? Did he have it easy because he was the Apostle Paul? Well, he didn't. You could read in Corinthians about some situations that occurred to him. And I just made some notes here what he expressed. He said, 5 times I had 40 stripes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Another 3 times I was shipwrecked, a night and a day in the deep. So he put himself out there to do the work of the Lord, and the enemy didn't like it. And Paul suffered some things. He went through some tribulation, but he hanged in there. He hung in there. He continued to believe God. And these things that happened to him, how horrible they are, but, you know, it didn't bother him to the extent that it took him away from his task of doing what God called him to do in the body of Christ. So we can develop this endurance, this patience, as we believe God more and more. Luke 8:15 says, but that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Okay? That's a great section of God's word, the sowing of the seed and so forth, and the different ground. And if, when you sow it in the good ground, you're going to see that fruit with patience. Because when you put in a corn seed one day, the next day you're not going to be eating corn on the cob. You're going to have about 90 days or whatever. See, you're going to have the endurance or the patience until that fruit comes to pass. So I trust this will help you in your walk with God, that you will recognize that, you know, God wants the best for you. And we're going to have our challenges. The adversary's out there doing his thing. And we're going to, you know, face to face with him. But we're more than conquerors, right? Mm-hmm. We know what the Word says, so we confess the Word, we trust in God, and we have that endurance, that patience. And we're going to stick with that until it comes to pass. And with that formula, I believe we're going to see great things happen in our lives. Okay? So remember, when you pray and make request, let God do His part, and you do your part by hanging in there, okay? So, Father, thank you for the richness of your love and grace in our lives. We're so thankful that we can believe you and trust in you. And we bump our nose, we stub our toes, but we move ahead because we have that endurance. We have the patience to move through life knowing that you are with us all the time, just like we heard in the manifestations. So thank you, Father, for this lifestyle that we can have with you. And I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.